Coyote. This is why you should never ever listen to what a rock says. They are not to be trusted. Iktome. Coyote, you're like a shopkeeper who shows up at a customer's door to ask for his merchandise back. You can't just go back and collect your wares now. It's too late. Coyote. Listen, I didn't mean to give my blanket to Io. It was a loan. I was lending it to him for a few minutes, that's all. Iktome. I don't want to hear any more about it. Narrator 1. Coyote says nothing, but Iktome can see him getting angrier and angrier. Narrator 2. As a matter of fact, Coyote gets so hot about losing his blanket that he even forgets to shiver. Coyote, getting to his feet. That's it. I'm going to get my blanket back, and that's all there is to it. Coyote leaves the cave and heads toward Io. Narrator 1. Iktome doesn't try to stop his friend because it's very hard to stop Coyote once he starts anything. Coyote tiptoes over to Io. Coyote, in his most polite voice. Excuse me, friend Rock, but I really do need my blanket. As you can see, I'm wet and cold. I need the blanket far more than you do. Io, in a flat voice. What is given is given. Coyote, angrily. What is given can be taken back. He yanks the blanket off the rock. Io, this is not the end.